Believe it or not, the halachos of feeding animals, dvarim ha'asurim, and then having hana from those animals, actually emerge from the discussion, the Rishonim on Daf Mem Zayin and Nun Zayin in Maseches Nedarim. I'm referring particularly, and this is how Rav Moshe Feinstein in a seminal tshuva deals with the shaila of an animal that's being fed chametz prior to Pesach and on Pesach as well, and then producing milk or then slaughtering the animal. How does it merge from Daf Mem Zayin and Nun Zayin of Nedarim? Well, it starts with a question that the Rishonim ask on Daf Mem Zayin on the base. The Gemara tells us that if a person makes an item osur to a friend of his, so then in such a case, that item is osur, let's say apples, and it's a davar pashut, says the Gemara, that if the gidulehen, if the apples produce fruits by taking the seeds and planting the apples, that will also be osur. But chilufeyen, if it's switched, then we're going to have a shaila. Ultimately, the Gemara seems to come out that lechatchila, one would not allow to even have hana'a, not only from the apples, but also from oranges, if they're switched. B'di'eved, it could very well be that chilufeyen are not the same thing as gidulehen. Asks the Ravid, on this halacha, in Perek Hei Halacha Tazayin, how do we reconcile that with an idea that emerges from Daf Nun Zayin Amabez in Nedarim, and even more explicitly, from the sugya on Daf Mem Ches Amabez in Avodah Zarah? And that is the following halacha. The Gemara tells us three lines from the bottom in Avodah Zarah, quoting from a Mishnah in Orla. Notin yichur shel orla, ve'ein notin egos shel orla. The halacha is, if a person plants the fruit of orla, based on the concept of zaro kala, that the seed disintegrates, then we have a very, very important rule. And that is the rule of zev zegorem mutter. And this is how we paskin mi'ikr dedina. And that is, that if the item itself is not the singular source of the isur, so then in such a case, the halacha is that we don't consider the item the original item. Hence, gidulehem are not considered the original source. The fruit of arla, when replanted, is going to be mutter. It's a long discussion. Avodah Zarah, Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis, going to Mem Tes Amud Aleph. But we paskin zev zeh gorim is mutter. To which the Ravid asks a bomb kasha in our Gemara. How could it be that the Gemara assumed that gidulehem are the same things as the item itself? The Beis Yosef has a couple of interesting terutzim that we will not get involved with in Simen Reish Tez Zayin. A simple terutz is a terutz of the Yad Yehuda in his Halachos on Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Taruvus, in Amud Kuf Memches, and that is that Nedarim is different. Nedarim is the mentality of people, and people think of the apples and any apples that come from it as being the actual apples themselves, and therefore usur. However, what emerges is the assumption of the Ravid, and that is that the halacha is that zev zegorem is going to be mutter. Some suggest that actually the Ravid's question and the Beis Yosef's question is going to be dependent on Tosos on Nun Zayin on the Beis. Tosas has a very interesting caveat to the heter of zev zegorim. Again, the concept of zev zegorim is that if it's no longer the item itself that created the product, but there is something else into it that went into it, then the halacha is its mutter. Some Rishonim explain it's based on the concept of bittul, like the Gemara seems to discuss on Nun Zayin Amud Beis in other contexts of plants that are growing. And therefore, it's lost its significance. There is a machlokas Rishonim in the Bali Tosas, both on Nun Zayin Amud Beis in the Dharm, as well as Mem Tes Amud Aleph in Avodah Zarah, whether this yesod of Zev Zeh Gorem as being based on the concept of Bittul applies when there are just two general factors. For example, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, the animal's food is part of its living, and here there was chametz, but the animal has other biological functions that allow it to live. If it wouldn't breathe, then the chametz would not help the animal grow. The animal also needs to breathe. If that's so zevzegorim is a very, very broad concept. Or Tosas suggests that it could very well be that not everybody holds that a fruit that goes into the ground and disintegrates, and the tree now grows because of water and because of dirt, all of a sudden that's zevzegorim and that's enough. Tosas suggests that it could very well be, and this Rashi himself has two opinions, that the only way zevzegorim is going to be mutter is if the zevzegorim is of the same min. In other words, that you have, number one, the tree is around because of the fruit, and number two, some learn, because that second tree was also grafted. But it needs to be that the two gorems need to be of one min, a fruit tree. Water, dirt, is not enough to be considered a zevzeg gorem. It needs to be of the same min. What the svara is beyond the scope of the halacha from the daily daf. Comes along Rav Moshe Feinstein, and he says, if we're going to say like the opinion of zevzeg gorem as being any type of minim, then for sure, just the animal breathing is enough for it to be zevzeg gorem, and it will be mutter. And even if you're going to hold, Rav Moshe argues, like those shitos that say that you need zevzeg gorem of the same min, Rav Moshe thinks it's also going to be mutter. But Rav Moshe, before he goes on, points out, this is in Orach Chaim, Simin Kuf Mem Zayin, that really we paskin like the lenient position when it comes to Arla. And it could be found in Yoredei and Simin Reish Sadi Dalet Sif Yud Beis. But even if you're going to say the most stringent position, one could argue that once the Isser is consumed, Rav Moshe says, equal, once it goes through the process of digestion, so then in such a case it doesn't have its original identity. And if you say, Rav Moshe argues, that the rationale of Zevzegorem is mutter is based on the concept of Hayotze min ha'osur osur, which is a Gemara in Bechoros, that would not apply due to the process of digestion. And therefore, Rav Moshe suggests, either way, the halachi is that animal feed, even chametz, would be mutter if it's given to the animal before Pesach. V'amevin yavin, there'll be more shailas if it's given on Pesach. Rav Moshe, in his tshuva, tends to be quite lenient. This tshuva was written almost 100 years ago. There's been much discussion about the shaila. In no way is this meant to be halacha lemaisa. I am not prepared in the sugya of halacha lemaisa. All I am is one friend to the next, learning with each other pshat in the daf yomi, and showing how it connects to the beautiful web of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah and the Dalet HaMishel Halacha. This Bezer Hashem concludes the Halacha topic from Daf Mem Zayin and Nun Zayin in Maseches Nedarim.